That was Vur Vibe by Questa. And now for the last interview of the show, with me I have Danica Kim and Daylene Fasaji. They both work for Sif. Sif is one of the South Africa's most established real estate companies. So Danica is a graphic designer, photographer, and a poet. And Daylene is a mother of two, a violinist, and has been working for Sif for the last 10 years. That's long. Too long.
Part of the furniture.
Today, as I've said earlier, they'll be talking to us about the Bring Your Teddy Work Day initiative and relation they have with Red Cross. I would like to bring my teddy to school, but they wouldn't want to. They're boring anyway. So Danica, I'll start with you. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you, Danica?
I'm good, just exhausted. Oh. It's been a long day already. I'm good.
I'm going to boost up your energy, don't worry. I'll start with you, Danica.
Sure.
Can you please tell me about your responsibilities at Sif?
Okay, so I'm a graphic designer at Sif. I started working there about 4 months ago. And what I do is I design posters, flyers. I do the marketing on social media. And basically just interact with the agents and all the other staff that works there.
Daylene, what is your responsibilities at Sif?
So my responsibilities at Sif are to basically help be admin support for all our agents, help them with setting up, putting their properties up on the different websites, and just giving them marketing material like brochures, etc.
How did your company hear about RX Radio?
My sister, Kayla, used to intern at RX Radio. So that's how I introduced Sif to RX Radio.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Danica, I would love to be a graphic designer one day. Do you ever wake up in the morning and feel like, oh, I should have never done this?
No, not all the time.
But there are times.
Yeah, there's a little bit of times. The thing is, it's my passion, so I love doing, being creative and making cool designs, posting them, but it's like, I don't always feel that way.
Ah.
Depends on, there's a lot of work. If there's a lot of work, then I feel like I can just fall over.
So for kids here in the hospital that are not aware of Sif, in simple terms, can you explain what is Sif?
So Sif is an estate agent company. So what Sif does is they provide clients or anybody to buy houses, to sell houses, to rent out their homes, and obviously for people who are looking for places to stay to rent. So that's how Sif helps people. And our estate agents are quite helpful at times, or should I say most of the times, to accommodate everybody. So that is what Sif is about, one of the top real estate companies in South Africa.
Danica, what is the future for the Bring Your Teddy Work Day? And are you hoping to donate to other institutions to make this project bigger?
Yes, I am. To answer the last part of your question, the entire Bring Your Teddy to Work drive was basically just, it was started where there was a calendar that's online, the special days of the year calendar. And basically, Bring Your Teddy to Work or school day was one of the days that were on the calendar. And that was on the 16th of October. So from there, I actually started. We got all our agents to bring their teddies to work. And we took selfies with everybody's teddy bears. And then I decided, like, I can actually make it bigger instead of just having one day where you just bring your teddy to work and take a selfie with it. I decided to start it into a drive and let everyone bring their teddy bears and donate them. So, yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say just with you?
There's a lot of people, a lot of children out there, like especially at Redgrass, that are underprivileged, and there's a lot of sick children, orphans and stuff like that. So, like, for me, this initiative was basically to help those, even if it's just to bring a smile on their face by bringing them a teddy boy or a toy. It's the festive season almost, so I feel like it will really make them happy.
Is there anything you'd like to say?
For all those kids out there who are lying in bed that's feeling down, be grateful for what you have. God has given you fabulous parents, wonderful doctors, wonderful people around you that love you and that wants to be there for you. Be as strong as you can and just fight the battle that you are fighting. And to the parents, stay there with your child. It's the best thing you could ever do for them.
Thank you so much, guys, for allowing me to interview you. And thank you for coming to Orange Radio.